Today, we'd like to continue our study with the book of Genesis, chapter 1.
今天我们继续是读创世纪第一章。
Last time, we learned an overview.
上次我们是讲到创世纪第一章整体。
We saw that God created the universe and the earth in 6 days, and then rested on day 7.
我们看到神创造天地，他用六日的时间创造，第七日他就安息。
First, God prepared the earth to be fit for life.
首先我们看到神预备这个地，使这个地是适合生命能够居住。
Then God filled it with life.
跟着神就充满生命在这个地上。
And then he created humans.
跟着他创造人。
Then God rested on day 7.
在第七日神就安息。
Let us read again Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 5.
我们读创世纪第一章三节至到第五节。
Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. There was evening, there was morning, one day.
神说要有光，就有了光。神看光是好的。就把光暗分开了，神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
On day one, God first creates light. But what is this light?
在第一日，神是做光。但问题，这个光是什么的光呢？
Is the light the sun that we know?
这个光是不是我们所明白的太阳呢？是不是阳光呢？
Well, those of you who have read Genesis chapter 1 know that the sun and the moon are made in another day.
但我们知道，当我们读第一章创世纪的时候，我们知道太阳、月亮不是第一日做的。
Do you know on which of the 7 days the sun and the moon are made?
你知不知道在七日当中，哪一日神创造太阳和月亮呢？
I'm sure you know.
我相信你一定知道。
Anyone?
任何人知不知道呢？
So yes, you're right. The fourth day, day four, not day one.
系啦，系第四日做，唔系第一日。
Let's read day four again.
好，我哋读第四日。
Verses 14 to 19.
第四日我哋可以喺第14节到第17节揾到。
I'll ask Pastor Lucy to read in Chinese to save time.
好，为咗悭嘅时间，由我去读。第十四节，神说天上要有光体，可以分昼夜。作记号，定节历、日子、年岁，并要发光在天空，普照在地上。事就这样成了。于是神造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜，又造众星，就把这些光摆列在天空，普照在地上，管理昼夜，分别明暗。神看着是好的。有晚上，有早晨，是第四日。
So day four, the stars in the heavens are made.
是第四日，看到众星都是那日做的。
To be more precise, we are reading about the planets of our solar system.
其实是讲到整个太阳系。
And although the sun and the moon, these two words are not used,
虽然太阳和月亮这两个字是没有用到。
We are confident that on day four, we are talking about the making of the sun and the moon.
但我们很深信是知道第四日是做太阳和月亮。
Because in verse 16, we are told that God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night.
因为在十六节里面，我们看到神做两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜。
The sun and the moon are made in day four.
总言之，是第四日，太阳和月亮是被做到。
If so, what is the light in day one?
如果是这样的时候，第一日所讲的光到底是什么光呢？
What does it mean by there was evening, there was morning, day one?
如果第一日那个光不是阳光的时候，为什么是会有晚上，有早晨？
Then there is a next question that awaits for answer.
第二个问题，我们要等着这个答案了。
If the sun and the moon are made in day four, why we see vegetations, plants and trees in day three?
Now, 如果我们要知道是第四日神先做太阳和月亮的话，但是在第三日神已经做了蔬菜树木了，那这些蔬菜树木从何得到这个阳光？
Well, let me ask Pastor Lucy to read the day three for us, verses 11 to 13.
我们请大家读第11节到第13节，是有关第三日神所创造的东西。第11节，神说，地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各种其类，果子就包着核，事就这样成了。於是地發出了青草和結種子的菜蔬，各種其類，並結果子的樹木，各種其類，果子都包著核。神看的是好的，有晚上，有早晨，是第三日。
See, vegetation, plants and fruit trees are made in day three.
嗱，你睇到第三日，我哋睇到有菜蔬同埋果子。
And after plants and trees are made, sun, moon, and stars are made in day four.
是过了做了菜蔬和果树之后，第四日才是做这个阳光。
For us modern readers, shouldn't the sun appear before the earth? Shouldn't the sun appear before the vegetation on the ground?
对我们现代的人有教育，我们会想到不应该是首先做这个太阳。如果没有太阳的时候，这些菜蔬树木怎么能够得到这个养分呢？
Some commentators explain the problem in this way.
有些解经家就这样去解法了。
They say, before the sun appears,Vegetation and trees on earth depend on some other light sources for photosynthesis.
他们怎么解法呢？他说当太阳未做之前，菜蔬和树木是靠另一种的光源呢，能够做这个光合作用的。
Such as the mysterious light in day one.
好像这个我们不能够解释的所谓光，是第一日所做的光。
Now this explanation is possible.
那这个解释很可能是的。
Although we do not know what the light in day one is.
虽然可能是真实，但我们仍然不能够明白第一日所做的光是什么呢？
And as long as we do not know what that light in day one is, neither are we clear what evening and morning means.
当我们不能够明白第一日所做的光，我们也都不能够明白晚上和早晨。
Well, the explanation I mentioned is possible.
我所说的解释是有可能性
的。But today,I'd like to explore with you another interpretation.
但今天我带大家去看另一个的解释。
An interpretation that is based on clues taken from the context and the original Hebrew text.
这个解释是基于整体用希伯来原文和上文下理去拿到这个指示。
Let's begin.
开始了。
The first of the four clues from the context.
首先我睇上文下理嘅时候咧，我哋有四个指示能够显示俾我哋睇。我哋睇第一个指示。
Clue one: In day three, fruit trees and plants are for food for both animals and human beings.
我哋知道果树同埋菜蔬呢啲一切系供给人类同埋动物嘅食用。
We see that in the end of chapter one.
我们看到是在第一章最尾那里。
From verse 29 to 31.
我们看第29节到31节第一章。神说，看啊，我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子全赐给你们作食物。至于地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟并各样爬在地上有生命的物，我将青草赐给他们作食物。事就这样成了。神看着一切所做的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。
They are food supply for animals and especially for humans.
我们可以在清楚看到，所有这个菜蔬果子，它主要是做出来是给人类和动物。
So, in the author's mind, as he narrates the sequence of events,
当这个作者呢，他写这本书的时候呢，他脑海中在想着每个细节那个程序的时候。
God has prepare the earth to be fit for life.
首先，神预备呢个地，使呢个地能够适合生命居住。
And then the next thing he does is that he prepares food supply for animals and humans.
跟住佢预备呢啲嘅食物、蔬菜、果子，供给人类食用。
This seems to be the line of thought of the author.
呢个好可能即系作者心目中所谂到呢个程序。
And after food supply, what comes next?
跟住有食物嘅供应之后系乜嘢呢？
The sun, the moon, and the stars.
就系太阳、月亮同埋众星。
You say this is strange.
你觉得真系奇怪啦。
Hey, sun, moon, stars should come before.
应该太阳、月亮、众星系比呢个菜蔬先嘅。
But you see, the way we modern readers think and the way the author thought are different.
嗱，你睇下我哋现今嘅人所谂嘅，同埋呢个作者所谂嘅系好唔相同嘅。
So let's come to clue number two.
我哋睇第二个指示。
In verse 14.
睇第十四节。
Then God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years.
在第十四节，神说，天上要有光体，可以分昼夜，作记号，定节令，日子，年岁。
Please pay close attention to the last sentence in 14.
我哋睇十四节最尾嗰几句。
And let them, that is the sun and the moon, be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
系使令他们呢、这个他们就系讲到呢个光体系能够作记号、定节令、日子、年岁。
The second item in my English translation is seasons.
在这里看到这个定节令这个字。
I made it a point to consult the original Hebrew text.
当我是在查考希伯来文原文的时候，
I find that the original word here is mo'adim.
我看到这个原文那个字呢，用个节令的字呢，叫做 mo'adim。
This is a plural noun.
是一个众数。
The singular form is mo'ed.
单数呢是 mo'ed.
What does mo'adim mean?
到底 mo'adim 这个季节这个意思是什么意思呢？
Mo'adim in Hebrew basically means an appointed time.
Mo'adim 在这个的希伯来原文呢，是讲到定时间。
Especially times fixed by God.
这个时间是被神所认定的。
Mo'adim occurs 224 times in the Hebrew scripture.
Mo'adim 这个字呢，旧约圣经里面出现227次。
Only two times is it translated as seasons, as if for fruits, for crops, or for migration of birds.
那在200几次当中，只有两次是用作有关收割，是有关果子成熟，是有关飞鸟的宜居。
Other than these two times,
但除了这两次之外呢？
A few more times have to do with times fixed by God.
还有几次呢，是讲到神定那些时间。
But then the majority of the 224 times,
剩下那个是用作哪一方面呢？
They refer to Jewish religious festivals.
嗱，你又觉得好奇怪，系用作犹太人宗教节期。
Or meeting places of worship.
或者系讲到去朝见神嗰个会幕。
And for example, the most famous is the tent of meeting.
以前犹太人去朝见神嘅地方咧，就系会幕啦。
In the original Hebrew, it is Ohel Moed.
嗱，呢个字会幕呢个意思咧，系叫做 Ohel Moed。
Ohel means the tent, Moed means meeting.
Ohel 就系帐幕 ，Moed 就系相聚。
So you see, the word Moed or the word Moedim carries a basic meaning of meeting.
所以当你睇到嘅 Moed 或者 Moedim 呢两个字咧，都是有关到相聚。
The tent of meeting is a place where Israel meet with Yahweh, their God.
因此我们能够明白到，这个会幕是以色列人 是朝见神的地方。
And in Exodus chapter 33, we see the tent of meeting mentioned for the first time.
我们在出埃及记33章第一次是讲述到会幕这件事情。
Remember, the word tent of meeting is the same word as we read here, seasons.
你记住啊，当我们讲到会幕去崇拜神的地方呢，是同一个字眼，就是这个节令或者节期。
The tent of meeting is for meeting with Yahweh.
你要知道，这个会幕的地方呢，我们爱来去朝见神的。
To listen to Yahweh.
去静听 Yahweh.
And to worship him.
同埋敬拜 Yahweh.
That is what we are dealing with when we see the word Mo'adim.
所以当我们看到这个字 Mo'adim 的时候呢，真正的意思就是这样。
And Mo'adim means festivals. It means the time fixed for the people of God to meet with God.
当我们看到 Mo'adim 的时候呢，是神所定的季节呢，我们能够明白了，就是定期要去朝见神。
I don't know why the word Mo'adim should not be translated as festivals.
所以我当你睇到227次咁多嘅时候咧，其实得两次净系讲到呢个季节，所以我真系费解点解其余唔咁多时间系讲到系用呢个时系呢个字咧，系去遇见神、崇拜神，唔用冇去解释，我就真系觉得费解啊。
The choice of the word Mo'adim betrays the author's emphasis on drawing near to God.
因此当你不去正确解释 Mo'adim 的时候，你就将作者原本的心思他的解释，将这个字讲出来，就变了，颠倒了。
So the author's emphasis is on drawing near to God, worship of God.
作者当他讲到这个 Mo'adim 这个季节，其实他就说要去亲近神，是他本来的心意来的，敬拜神。
What he wants to express by the word Mo'adim is spiritual training for Israel by means of religious festivals.
当这个作者用这个字的时候，其实他提醒我们，以色列人他用这些节期呢，是当作一个属灵的操练去敬拜神。
One of the Jewish festivals that the Jews observe on a weekly basis is the Sabbath day.
你知道以色列人每周他们履行的那个节期呢，就是安息日。
Every Friday evening to Saturday evening, they observe the what they call the Shabbat.
你知道每个礼拜五晚到礼拜六晚呢，他们就以色列人呢，就是去遵守这个安息日的。
From the Ten Commandments, we know the Sabbath day is based on Genesis chapter 1.
你知道在十诫里面讲提及到这个安息日呢，事实上是基于是在创世纪第一章神讲话第七日你要安息，是作为他们根基的。
We read that in Exodus chapter 20.
我们可以在出埃及记第二十章里面看到。
Let's turn to the third book of our Hebrew scripture, Leviticus chapter 23.
我们看一个希伯来圣经第三本书，叫做利未记。在利未记第二十三章。
We'll read verse 2.
第二节。
Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 2. Speak to the sons of Israel.And say to them, Yahweh's appointed times, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations, my appointed times are as follows.
我们看利未记二十三章第二节，利未记二十三章第二节是这样读：你要与以色列人说，耶和华的节期，你们要宣告为圣会的节期。
And then, in the whole of chapter 23, seven religious festivals are listed.
在第23篇里面呢，是讲到七个节期这么多。
Including the weekly Shabbat.
是包括每周的安息日。
And then, once a year, the Passover.
还有每年一次的逾越节。
Followed immediately by the Feast of the Unleavened Bread.
And 跟着这个除酵节。
And then the feast of the first fruits.
还有这个的初熟的庄稼。
And then the feast of the Pentecost.
仲有呢一個嘅五旬節。
And then the feast of the trumpets.
仲有呢個吹角號嘅節令。
And then in October, the feast of atonement, Yom Kippur.
仲有係十月嘅贖罪節。
And finally, also in October, Sukkot, or the feast of tabernacles.
仲有係第十月嘅，亦都係咧有呢個節期咧，就係會幕嘅節期啦。
These seven festivals are Yahweh's appointed times.
嗱，我哋睇到呢個七個節期咧，係神 Yahweh 咧安定個時間嚟嘅。
This word appointed times is Mo'adim.
所以神安定嘅節期咧，就係Mo'adim 呢個字嘅意思。
So I don't know why the word Mo'adim is not translated as festivals.
所以我真係唔明白點解 Mo'adim 呢個字咧，淨係解釋為節令，唔係講節期。
Well, before we go on, let's turn to the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20.
我哋請大家打開出埃及記呢一個十戒嗰度，係喺出埃及記二十章。
Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11.
出埃及記二十章第八節到第十一節。出埃及記二十章第八節。當紀念安息日，守為聖日，六日要勞碌作你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和華你神當守的安息日。這一日，你和你的兒女、僕婢、牲畜并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可作，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
So what is the meaning or the purpose of the Sabbath day?
咁到底安息日真正嘅意思点解咧
？On the surface, it says you should cease from work.
喺表面里边咧，我哋睇到你应该停所有嘅工作。
On the surface, it says you should take rest.
喺表面上咧，你要安息。
Well, it is good for health to stop working and take a rest sometime.
嗱，当然啦，对健康系好嘅。有时你停工咧，去身体咧能够去安息咧，系好嘅，系健康嘅。
That is not the meaning of the Sabbath day.
但系真正安息嘅意思唔系咁嘅意思。
We should rest from work in order to learn to draw near to God.
但你要知道，唔系就咁停喺工唔做嘢啊！停咗工，我哋要用个时间嚟亲近神、敬拜神。
This we have to learn.
我哋一定要学习呢一点。
This is a kind of spiritual training that Yahweh brings the sons of Israel through.
嗱，你要知道呢个系属灵嘅操练，神要以色列人去学习。
Teaching His people how not to like workaholics.
神教导佢嘅子民点样唔好系咧成为一个工作狂。
Let's turn to the middle of the Bible, the prophet Isaiah chapter 1.
我哋大家睇睇呢個以賽亞書喺聖經當中中間嗰本書，以賽亞書。
Chapter 1, verses 14 to 17。
係第一章第十四至到第十七節。以賽亞書第一章十四至十七節。你們的月朔和節期，我心裡恨惡，我都以為麻煩，我擔當便不耐烦。第十五节，你们举手祷告，我必遮眼不看；就是你们多多的祈祷，我也不听。你们的手都满了杀人的血，你们要洗涤自洁，从我眼前除掉你们的恶行，要止住作恶，学习行善，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
Here is a complaint of Yahweh God to the people of Israel.
呢度睇到神，佢系对以色列人咧讲佢心事，佢都系唔高兴埋怨佢哋。
In verse 14, in the first sentence, we see the word new moons and your appointed feasts.
在第十四节，我哋睇到话到你哋嘅月朔同埋节期。
The term appointed feasts is the Hebrew word mo'adim.
嗱，呢个字节期就系刚刚头先我哋所学得到 mo'adim。
We see from verse 12 and 13, religious festivals are for the purpose of coming before God.
我睇第十二同第十三节里边咧，呢个节期咧系要去学习去到神面前嘅。
But then God says to His people, "It's no use keeping these festivals on the surface."
但系喺十四节，神就话。你哋遵守呢个月朔同埋节期咧，系冇用嘅。
Because if you your life is sinful and unholy, is useless.
因为点解咧？你不断系喺表面上按时按候去做呢个节期，但你生命咧根本就系喜爱罪恶，系唔爱圣洁，冇用嘅。
So there are three things we humans must learn.
三样事情人一定要学。
Stop.Doing evil things.
首先停止恶行。
Stop doing wrongful things.
停止做错误嘅事情。
Turn around and become a good person.
转回成为一个好人。
Secondly, rest from work.
第二点要歇下你嘅工作。
Thirdly,
第三点。
The purpose of all this is to draw near to God.
呢整体个原因点解要安息咧？系去亲近神。
And to worship God, humans must be holy in our conduct.
当我哋敬拜神嘅时候，我哋一定要圣洁。
Now I finish explaining to you clue number two.
我已经同大家咧就系已经解释过提示第二点。
The most important clue of our interpretation today is clue number two.
今日最重要嘅提示有关整体嘅解释咧。就是第二点。
Well, let us return to Genesis chapter 1.
我们快回去这个创世纪第一章里面看。
Clue number 3.
是第三个提示。
We learn from Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, that day 7 is the climax.
我们看到在创世纪第二章一至三节的时候呢就是整体的高潮。
Yes, day 7 is the climax.
第七日就是这个高潮了。
Thus the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. And by the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
这个高潮怎么说呢？天地万物都做齐了。到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
The fact that the Sabbath day is the climax has a reason.
第七日就整体的高潮是有原因的。
Day 7 is the goal.Human beings and all the universe should approach.
第七日这个安息日是应该整体所被创造的，同埋人类那个的目的。
I say this is clue number three. Why?
我话到这个是第三个提示，点解呢？
Because if Sabbath day or worship of God is the most important thing,
若安息日敬拜神就是最重要的话呢？
Then it is not surprising to see that in verse 14, the sun and the moon and stars are for festivals.
如果既然你明白这点的时候，我们就能够明白第十四节了，是做日月众星的时候，这些原因主要是一点而已，是定这个节期。
Yes, stars are for signs for astrologers also.
我们知道这个的所有的众星日月呢，是对这些的卜星学家呢，是重要，因为这个是一个记号。
Yes, the sun is to help us to mark days and year.
是，太阳呢，是帮我们定这个日和年份。
Yes, the moon helps us to mark a month.
是，这个月亮呢，用来定这个月份的。
But,The sun and the moon and these things are specially to mark religious festivals.
日月众星是用来定这个节期。
Why is this a clue?
为什么这个是一个指示呢？
Well, let me mention to you clue number four.
我再继续提示第四个提示。
The last clue of the day.
今天最后一个提示。
Let us recap the overall picture of Genesis 1 again.
我重新重复是创世纪第一章到底讲什么。
Genesis chapter 1 highlights the Creator's goodness and His greatness.
在这里，在第一章里面，是让我们去看到神的美善，和他的伟大。
Genesis 1 also highlights God's special love for humans.
也都让我们很清楚看到神那份爱对人类。
The Creator is like a master potter who fashions the universe with his own hands.
在这里看到这个神这个创造主呢，好像这个陶像那样，亲手呢去陶形他的创造物。
He fashions human beings with his heart and soul, so to speak.
他用他一个心，倒晒心去他里面呢，塑造人。
Genesis 1 wants to say, God likes what he makes.
第一章创世纪告诉我们，当神做完之后呢，他喜欢他所做的一切。
The world is very dear to him.
这个整个世界对神来讲是很 喜爱的。
But humans are dearest.
但是人类对神来讲是最喜爱的。
Humans are highest among all creatures.
所有一切被造之物，人类是最高等的。
Humans are to be God's own representative in the universe.
人在整体宇宙当中呢，是神的代表。
Now, since this is what the author wants to say,
若果这一点就是创世纪作者所要告诉我们听的话呢，
strict chronology, the way we understand it, may not be the author's main concern.
如果是这样的话呢，创世的作者他不是那么紧张，那个顺序不是他心里面中最重要的。
I don't say chronology has no place in the author's mind at all.
当然我没有说到这个时间的顺序作者完全没有想到的。
To some degree, the author must care about order of events.
以某一个程度来讲，作者也是注重时间的顺序。
But is it possible that strict chronology, as we understand it, is not the author's original concern?
但是一样东西我们要考虑的，到底很严谨地去遵守时间的顺序，是不是创世纪作者重要的握住一点呢？
If this is not his main concern, then what does he want to tell us by putting plants and fruit trees before sun, moon, and stars?
如果是时间的顺序不是这个作者重要的焦点的时候，为什么是将这个菜蔬果树做先过这些光体呢？
So here is the reason why.
我现在告诉你的原因。
In the author's mind, more importantly, in God's mind,
在作者的心目中和在神心目中有一点很重要，他告诉我们，
Air, water, food supply are essential to maintain life.
空气、水和食物是对生命的维持是重要的。
But learning to draw near to God and the worship of God is even more important.
学习去亲近神和去敬拜神比起一切更加重要。
Training in godliness is more important than food and drink.
圣洁的充练比这个饮饮食食更为重要。
Yes, the Creator knows we need rice and bread and cakes.
创造主知道我们需要是吃饭，需要吃其他的蛋糕等等。
That's why there is a constant food supply on earth.
所以在地上不断有很多食物供给给我们。
Mo'adim, or spiritual festivals, are mentioned last, but not least.
Mo'adim 这个字呢，这个节令呢，是最尾先提过，但不是等于微不足道，不是这个意思。
In the many things God prepared to make the earth a place fit for humans,
神首先预备这个地方非常适合人去居住。
Of the many things he did,
是一切他所做当中呢，
food supply is second last.
这个食物呢是最尾二的。
But religious festivals is the last.
而这个节令呢是最尾的。
After day four,
是四日之后。
Day five and day six, God fills the earth with animals and human beings.
第五日、第六日，神就使到这个地充满动物同埋人类。
The fact the author mentions the sun and the moon and the stars in day four may not mean they were actually made in day four.
讲到两个光体是第四日是去创造，事实上可能不是一定是第四日去做的。
It is in the place of importance that sun and the moon appear in day four.
重要性嚟讲咧，提及到喺第四日系做光体。
If the sun and the moon are not made in day four,
若果光体唔系第四日做嘅话。
Then it is possible that the plants and trees in day three get sunlight for photosynthesis.
可能你做咩事嘅咧？第三日所做嘅蔬菜果树咧，佢哋咧就系有呢个光咧，系供给佢哋光合作用啦。
Today I am suggesting to you that the author of the book of Genesis may not be following a strict chronology.
嗱，我今日我话俾大家听。創世記的作者當他寫創世記的時候他未必在他腦海中未必很嚴謹地按住這個時間的個程序去寫的
Because he was concerned to say something else
因為他關懷是有另一方面的關懷
Let me cite to you an example of another biblical author who is not concerned about strict chronology
現在我用聖經另一個的作者呢是同一樣是提及到這個創世記但是不是按住創世記那個的按時候創造咁緊張喺佢嘅腦海裏邊寫呢嘅。
Psalm 104
喺詩篇一百零四篇。
Psalm 104 is a long poem。
104詩篇咧係一個好長嘅詩篇。
From verse one, it opens with the worship of Yahweh God。
喺第一節。一開始的時候有關到去稱頌敬拜神。
It says, Bless Yahweh, O my soul. O Yahweh, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty.
在這裡告訴我們聽第一節我的心啊你要稱頌Yahweh, Yahweh我的神啊你為至大你以尊榮威嚴為衣服。
But from verse 2 all the way to verse 13, we see the poet recounting the order of creation.
第二節到到第十三節咧，呢位作者開始記錄翻神創造天地嘅細節啦。
Verse 2 to 4, the sky is mentioned.
第二到第四節咧，係講到呢個天。
From verse 5 to 13.The earth is mentioned.
是第五節到第十三節咧，係提及到呢個地。
And also the oceans.
係呢個海洋。
Mountains.
係山。
Starting from verse 10 to 13, we see springs and rain.
我哋係第十節到十三節咧，我睇到呢個雨水，又就睇到呢個泉源。
Starting from verse 14 to 17, we see plants and vegetation and trees.
係十四節到十七節咧，我哋睇到呢一個嘅菜蔬，亦都睇到呢一個果樹啦。
But then, in the same section, 14 to 17.
在同一的经文的十四至十七节里面呢
Together with plants and trees, animals and cattle are also mentioned.
讲到蔬菜和树之外呢也都看到牛羊了。
You see, here the order of events deviates from Genesis 1.
当你看诗篇这里你是清楚看到那个时间那个程序呢同呢一個呢一個嘅創世記咧，係有啲嘅出入嘅。
According to Genesis 1, plants and trees are made in day 3。
係創世記裏邊話俾佢聽，第三日神創造菜蔬同埋樹木。
And then animals and cattle are made in day 6。
係第六日先至做呢一個嘅羊群牛羊動物。
But here the poet doesn't mind to mix animals with fruit trees and plants。
但係呢度咧，詩人咧好奇怪喎，佢唔介意將啲動物咧同埋菜蔬咧係同一日嘅日子。
Because for him, it's to say the food as for the fruit trees are for the food of the animals.
因為佢知道咧，呢啲嘅果樹菜蔬咧係為到啲動物咧而供給佢食用嘅。
Well, now let's pay closer attention to 19 to 23.
嗱，現在咧好，大家專注咧係十九節至到廿三節，詩篇一零四篇十九至到廿三。你安置月亮為定節令。日头自知沉落。第二十节，你做黑暗为夜，林中的白兽就爬出来，少壮狮子敲叫要寻食，向神寻求食物。日头一出， 獸便躲避，卧在洞裡，人出去作工，勞碌直到晚上。
So here we see the sun and the moon are mentioned.
我哋睇到日頭同埋月亮咧喺呢度咧已經提及到。
But it doesn't mean that the poet wants to say the sun and the moon are made after the plants and trees and animals.
唔係等於詩人咧特別講呢一個月亮、太陽兩光體造成咧，係喺亥疏做咗之後。
What it does want to say, the sun is to mark day, the time to work.
反而佢話俾你聽，呢個光體我哋做乜嘢咧？係作一個記號，幾時定就嘅，幾時要翻工。
Daytime is time to work.
嗱，當日頭嘅時候咧，就要翻做工啦。
At night time is time to sleep.
夜晚嘅時候咧，就去瞓覺啦。
Notice in verse 19.
大家注重第十九節。
He made the moon for the seasons.
佢安置嘅月亮咧，係一個目的啊，係能夠定呢個節令嘅。
The word seasons is the Hebrew word mo'adim.
嗱，呢個節令再一次就係剛才所講嘅 mo'adim。
And finally, we read verse 31.
我哋再繼續睇下第三十一節。
31.Let the glory of Yahweh endure forever. Let Yahweh be glad in his works.
三一节系咁样读：愿耶和华的荣耀传到永远，愿耶和华喜悦自己所做的。
And finally, verse 33 and 34.
系33-34两节。
I will sing to Yahweh as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Let my meditation, that is, let my thoughts, be pleasing to God. As for me, I will be glad in Yahweh.
嗱，呢度点讲到咧？我要一生向耶和华唱诗，我还活的时候要向我神歌颂。愿他以我的默念为甘甜。呢个默念咧就系佢嘅思想啊，佢所想法啊。我要因耶和华欢喜。
You see, this poem is about the worship of God.
所以整体来讲，这个诗篇是特别是讲到去敬畏神。
When that is most important, we can understand why strict chronology is not that important.
当这个重心是知道一点，敬拜神的时候，因此这个按时候顺序呢，不是作者一定要关注的时间。
So what is worship all about then?
那我要问一个问题了。敬拜是什么呢？
What is the purpose of the Shabbat day?
安息日的原因是什么呢？
Worship is all about God delighting in his creatures.
敬拜就是神喜悦他所做的一切。
Worship is all about God delighting in human beings.
是敬拜有关到神对他做的人，他是喜悦。
Worship is also about humans, worshippers, feeling satisfied with Yahweh.
敬拜另一个意思就是说到人，我们是敬拜神，那些人呢，是在神里面得到满足。
The Sabbath day,
安息日,
or other religious festivals,
或者其他的节令,
are all about worship.
全部都有关一点，敬拜。
And what is worship?
何谓敬拜呢？
It's all about the Creator, humans, and all the creation being happy together.
当讲到敬拜的时候，有关创造主神、人同埋创造物一切系一个喜悦嘅心。
What is now the picture that emerges from this interpretation of Genesis 1?
刚才所讲咁长嘅解释，到底综合嚟讲系咩意思呢？
As we return to Genesis chapter 1,
繼續揭翻創世記第一章,
perhaps we can translate verse 14 in another way.
我們可以現在重新我們去解釋或者去翻譯第十四節。
Genesis 1 verse 14, Then God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate day from the night, and let them be for signs,And for religious festivals or worship, and for days and years.
嗱，創世記一章十四節，神說：天上要有光體，可以分晝夜作記號，定節期嚟崇拜神，日子年歲。呢個係應該正確嘅解釋。
Yes, for life to exist on earth, we need air, light and water.
我哋知道生命要住喺地里边咧，我哋需要空气、光同埋水。
Our Creator knows we all need food.
我哋创造主知道你一切系需要嘅。
That's why He prepares everything.
所以首先预备一切供给俾我哋。
But our Creator tells us other than food.
但系我哋创造主话俾我听，除咗食物之外。
Meeting with God and worship of God are far more important.
好重要，我哋要知道，去朝见神、敬拜神系比一切更加重要。
And do you know why only humans are made in the image of God?
你知唔知道人点解按住神嘅形象去做呢
？Because God wants to appoint humans to be His sole representative.
因为神要特别要指定人成为佢嘅代表。
And in the context of worship,
在哪一方面代表呢？是敬拜神那方面的代表。
Humans are to be leaders, worship leaders among angels.
你要知不知道，人带领整个宇宙，一切做物敬拜神。
Humans are to be leaders among angels and creatures.
你知不知道，人甚至是带领众天使和创造物去敬拜神。
In that grand Heavenly worship of Yahweh.
这个敬拜一个非常浩大的属天的那种的敬拜。
Let us conclude today's message by turning to Psalm 148.
我们在结束之前再看一看诗篇148篇。诗篇148篇。
Let me read to you in English instead.
好，因为我们就来结束由周牧师自己用英文读。
Psalm 148.
诗篇148篇.
Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, O sun and moon. Praise Him, all stars of light.Praise Him, highest heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh. For He commanded, and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which will not pass away. Verse 7. Praise Yahweh from the earth, O sea monsters and all deeps.Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and cattle, creeping things and winged fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, all both young men and virgins, old men and children.Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven, and He has lifted up a horn for His people. He has lifted up praise for all His godly ones, even for the sons of Israel, a people who draw near to God. Praise Yahweh. Here we see the people of Israel functioning as worship leaders.
你有睇到？整篇里边睇到以色列，佢就系带领众一齐作被造物敬拜神。
Let us conclude。
我哋现在结束。
Genesis chapter 1 is about God's greatness and His great love for all His creatures。
创世纪第一章系有关到耶和神佢嘅伟大同埋佢嘅爱对于人。
Genesis 1 is also about humans who alone are made in God's image.
亦都系话俾我听，人唯一系人，就系以神嘅形象所做出嚟嘅。
Human beings are God's image in the universe.
人喺整个宇宙当中系神嘅形象。
We are to become leaders of that grand heavenly worship of Yahweh.
我哋人类应该成为呢一个嘅。是浩大的敬拜神那个领袖来的。
That's why the climax of Genesis 1 is about the Sabbath.
因此我们看到第一章里面最高潮的地方是有关到安息日。
Because the climax of Genesis 1 is about worship.
因为高潮是敬拜。
Because the destiny of humankind is about worship.
因为人类那个终点的方向呢只有一点，敬拜。
Indeed, the destiny of the whole universe is about worship.
根本整个宇宙呢，它的终点方向是哪里呢？敬拜神，朝见神。
In light of today's interpretation, day 7, the grand Sabbath day, is a day yet to be fulfilled in the age to come.
第七日是将来要去成就，当神完成他所有工作。
On that day, God, humans, and all creatures will be happy together.
在那日，神、人和所做的一切会很快乐。
This is the climax of God's overall plan.
这个神创造计划整体里面最的最高潮。
Well, let us come back to Liverpool.
我们回来利物浦。
Let us come back down to earth.
去回来现在我们实际上的情况。
We have a long way to go.
我们有很长的路途要走。
We've got many things to learn.
我有很多东西我们需要学。
Let us learn to stop doing evil things.
但起码一样，我们一定要学习放弃你所做的一切恶行。
Two, let us learn to stop work.
歇工，学习歇工。
Why work 7 days a week?
点解你一个礼拜做够七日啊
？Why work 365 days a year?
点解能够一年365日你能够不停去做工呢
？We've got to learn to stop working.
一定要学习停工歇工。
The purpose is not only for health.
不但止咁样歇工方法咧，系要使到你健康系好。
We need to take rest. Yes.
我哋系需要休息。
But we need to learn to meet with God.
但是需要学习去是朝见神。
It doesn't mean on a Sabbath day or on a Sunday we do nothing.
不是等于在安息日礼拜日我们什么都不做。
Some people have asked me, what do you do when you have holiday?
有些人问我，如果你放假的时候你做什么？
For me, I don't just sleep, you know.
你知道如果我放假我不是就是这么睡。
I read.
我诵读。
I study the Bible.
读神的话语。
I hike.
去爬山。
I worship God.
敬拜神。
Let us close in prayer.
我们结束今天的讲道。